Hello and welcome to the 4th & 1 podcast. I am your host, Cameron Reutz. We just wrapped up week 16 of the NFL season. Crazy how fast this year has gone by, but today's show is going to be a little bit different. I was expecting to have a guest on, couldn't make it work, but it's going to be a little bit different in the way that we go through my power rankings. I'm going to go a little bit more into depth, and it's going to be by division. Still, we'll give a run through the power rankings and, of course, predictions for week 17. We're going to start off in the NFC West in the Arizona Cardinals. They've dropped 3 straight games to the Lions, Rams, and Colts. 2 of those teams, playoff teams, and one of them, one of the worst teams in the NFL. So they've got to get this figured out. Their offense has been abysmal, along with their defense. And if they continue to play like this, they will be first-round exits, and I think they definitely have a chance to lose out looking at their remaining schedule as they play the Cowboys, which I don't think is going to be a close game at all, and the Seahawks, a division rival, which I think Seattle can pull off a win, maybe saving Pete Carroll's job, but they have got to get it figured out heading into the playoffs. Their offense in yards has gone from 2nd to 24th in that 3-game slide, and their defense went from 2nd to 27th. I have the Cardinals at 13 in my power rankings. Yes, they have a really good record, but they have not played well. And I think it's going to be a really bad game against the Cowboys, in which the Cowboys dominate. Moving on to the LA Rams. They have gotten hot at the right time. Matthew Stafford hasn't been playing all that well. Matthew Stafford, I think, can definitely hold them back if he continues to play like he has. But with how talented this team is, Cam Akers possibly coming back for a playoff run, he could be back this week, which is unbelievable after he tore his Achilles not even 5 months ago. Great recovery from him, but OBJ has looked amazing. 4 touchdowns in the past 5 weeks. This is a very dangerous team come playoff time. I have the Rams at 4 in my power rankings. Moving on to the 49ers. Is it time for Trey Lance to really show how good he is? Jimmy Garoppolo will miss at least 1 week, coming off of a terrible Thursday night football game. 300 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Doesn't sound like a terrible stat line, but he played a lot worse than that, in an 88 QBR. So I don't know if this affects their playoff hopes. Garoppolo could be out for more than a week, but the 49ers, I think they're a talented team all around, and I think Trey Lance can really show how good he really is and show why he was the 3rd overall pick in my highest graded QB in the class. Moving on to the Seahawks to finish off the NFC West, I think Pete Carroll, along with Russell Wilson, is done in Seattle. Russ will request to be traded, and Carroll will be fired. That was a terrible loss to the Bears. The defense played abysmal. Russ didn't really help him, along with Carroll. This is just a bad situation for Seattle. No first-round pick. And you lost to Matt Nagy and the Bears. And Nick Foles. It's just time to start up the rebuild, get a new head coach. I have the Seahawks at 26 in my power rankings. Starting off the NFC North is the Green Bay Packers. After 2 very close games with the Ravens and Browns, I'm a little bit worried about this team. Both games were up by 2 scores late in the game, and then they choke it away, they play terrible defense, play terrible offense, and it comes down to the last drive. Some of them came down to the last play, like against the Ravens. They have got to get it figured out. I have the Packers at 3 in my power rankings. Moving on to the Vikings. After a loss to the Rams last Sunday, they are out of the playoffs right now, sitting at the 8 seed with the Philadelphia Eagles in the 7 seed. They have a must-win Sunday Night Football matchup against the Packers. If they do lose this game, they are not out of the playoffs necessarily, but they would need a miracle to get back in it. They would need about 10 different things to happen. They would need a win the next week. And Eagles, the Saints lose. And it's just all over the place. But the Vikings need to win this Sunday Night Football game. Next, the Chicago Bears. Not too many bright spots on this team that I can talk about, but Robert Quinn is having an unbelievable year. And not that many people are going to watch the Bears-Giants game, but if you're just looking to have a good time, maybe see Robert Quinn's 100th career sack in the NFL, and also be the highest sack, be a sack leader in Bears history. Kind of weird to get that out, but he's got 17 sacks, second in the NFL. He has played really well this year. I have the Bears at 25 in my power rankings. Moving on to finish the NFC North, the Detroit Lions. Through the first 11 weeks, I thought Dan Campbell should be a one and done. He was terrible. His decision-making, his play calling, it was really bad. But the past 5 weeks have shown me that he's brought a new culture to this team, and it will attract free agents. Somebody's going to want to come to Detroit. A difference maker is going to want to go and play for Dan Campbell. You heard what Teddy Bridgewater said about him. He's a great energy. Everybody respects the guy, and people are going to want to come and play for him. Also, in the past 5 weeks, we've seen the emergence of Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is looking like a true wide receiver one. I have the Lions at 31 in my power rankings. Moving on to the NFC East, and starting with the Dallas Cowboys. The offense is back. 500 yards of total offense, and just completely dominated that game. This team is going to be very dangerous in the playoffs. I have the Cowboys at 2 in my power rankings. That defense is clicking. The offense looks like it's back on track, and they just obliterated a possible playoff hopeful team. Next is the Philadelphia Eagles. They have fought their way back into the playoff spot. My preseason prediction for these guys, 3-14. Bad team. Jalen Hurts we moved on from. But they are back in the playoffs with the football team and Cowboys coming up next. Not the easiest schedule, but you got the football team. It's going to be one that's going to be really close, really good game. And then the Cowboys. Now, if the Cowboys have already clinched a spot, which they have, and they can't get a better one, better seed, then they're going to rest their starters. But if they don't, I don't know if they can win that one. So it definitely opened up the door for Minnesota to go in and win that game. Get the playoff spot, but it's going to be very interesting to see how this team does down the stretch. But they also can clinch a playoff spot with a win, a 49ers loss, Vikings loss, and a Saints loss. So there's a lot of things that the Eagles are playing for this weekend. And they're hoping for a few teams to lose. I have the Eagles at 12 in my power rankings. Next up is the Washington No-Names. I have no words to describe how bad this team is. How do you lose 56-14 by almost 40? By 42 to the Dallas Cowboys? I just don't have words. This game was over from the first play. I don't even think the Jags would have lost this bad. This game was just terrible to watch. Fighting for a playoff spot, and you lose by 40. Great job, Washington. I have Washington at 23 in my power rankings. To finish off the NFC East, I have the New York Giants. We have all figured out why the New York Giants suck. It's because owner John Mara, I don't care if I butchered his name, he is way too stubborn. They plan to keep head coach Joe Judge and Daniel Jones for another year. A Judge's record as a head coach is 10-21. And with Daniel Jones at QB, 12-26. Both their win percentages under 35%. If they want to continue to be a bottom five team in the NFL, keep Joe Judge and Daniel Jones. But if they actually want to utilize how talented this roster really is, get Russell Wilson, fire Joe Judge, they could be a really good playoff contending team. But no, I have them at 29 in my power rankings. To finish off the NFC is the NFC South, starting with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This team has injuries all over the place. Shaq Barrett out for 2 to 3 weeks. Godwin out for the year. And Evans and Lenny both have hamstring injuries. But there still is hope somehow. Antonio Brown had a great game, 10-plus targets. The run game still has not skipped a beat with Ronald Jones and Keyshawn Vaughn. Both of them have had a great game. That I don't think the Bucs are going to skip a beat. I have the Bucs at 6 in my power rankings. Moving on to the New Orleans Saints. With Ian Book at QB, they couldn't do anything but watch as their season possibly ends right in front of them. They still do have a shot at the playoffs, but they need a lot to happen. Just really sad to see it. If they did have Jameis Winston right now, I think they would still be a playoff team. I think they'd be up there with the 49ers in the sixth seed. Yeah, that team was really good with Jameis Winston. So it's just going to come down to, can Taysom Hill find a way to bring them back to possibly in the playoffs? Now, a team that is somehow still in the playoff race after barely beating the Lions, a team that I don't even consider a real team, the Atlanta Falcons. And this team, I just don't know how they're still in the playoff race, but I think they will be eliminated this week after losing to the Buffalo Bills. They play the Bills and Saints to finish out. I have the Falcons at 24 in my power rankings. And to finish off the NFC West, or NFC South, is the Carolina Panthers. They started off great with a 3-0 record, and now we're here in week 17, and they are 5-10. It's got to be the last year for Matt Rhule. Time to rebuild. It sucks because this is a very talented defense, but the O-line is one of the worst in the NFL, and the QB situation maybe is the worst in the NFL. Cam Newton, PJ Walker, and Sam Darnold. I name one bright spot on that QB room. There's none. It's just really sad to see because they have such a talented team on offense. You got DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey, Robbie Anderson, Terrence Marshall. And on defense, you got Brian Burns, Jeremy Chin, so many great guys, but they just got to start the rebuild again. I have the Panthers at 28 in my power rankings. Start off, the AFC is the AFC West and the Chiefs. Chiefs continue to dominate teams. The defense is playing great and really has been the bright spot on this team, which nobody could have saw. And they showed that they can win even without Travis Kelce. I have the Chiefs at 1 in my power rankings. Moving on to the Chargers. No wonder you have no fans. Seriously, there's more away fans. I swear, if there was even the Patriots game, there was more Patriots fans than Chargers fans, and now we figured out why. You lose the Houston Texans of all teams. The Kansas City Chiefs curse is definitely alive. I posted a video about that on my TikTok, and go give that a follow. Quick little plug there, but I don't think I can consider this team a contender with all the inconsistency. I had the Chargers at 14 in my power rankings. But if they can find a way to figure out all this inconsistency, become a decent team that can beat the teams that you should, and maybe once in a while beat the teams that you probably shouldn't, then I could definitely consider this team a contender, but the inconsistency is just too much. Moving on to the Raiders. I have no clue how this team has 8 wins. They're still in the playoff hunt, but two tough teams with the Colts and Chargers. I have the Raiders at 19 in my power rankings. It's just simple as, I don't know how the Raiders are still a playoff team with all the stuff that's been going on with them. The head coach, Henry Ruggs, their 2020 draft class is abysmal. And Alex Leatherwood has been one of the worst tackles in the NFL, arguably the worst. The Raiders are just somehow at 8 wins, and I think that's due to Derek Carr. Put some respect on his name. Finishing off the AFC West is the Denver Broncos. After officially being eliminated from playoff contention, it's on to the offseason and draft. One thing I do want to talk about is Drew Lock. He had a great game. The stat line doesn't show it, but he played really well. I think he definitely should be the starter for the remainder of the year. He just had the drop issue with his receivers. Judy had 2, I think. It just wasn't a good day for the Broncos wide receivers. But Drew Lock played really well. Showed great pocket presence. Wasn't too quick to get the ball out. Wasn't making bad decisions. But also wasn't holding on to it too much and taking sacks. Moving on to the AFC North. And the Bengals. Joe Burrow, what a game he had. 525 yards, 4 touchdowns, and obliterating the practice squad that was the Ravens secondary that day. They are coming up on their hardest game of the year, though. The Kansas City Chiefs are hot, but so are the Bengals and Joe Shiesty. What a game he had. This is a huge game for them, but they also suffer from the same thing that the Chargers do, inconsistency. And I would, they'd, if they can keep this game close or even find a way to win it, I would consider them true contenders. But again, that inconsistency is just too hard not to look at and say, are they really a good team? I have the Bengals at 9 in my power rankings. Moving on to the Browns. They're not out of the playoffs just yet. In fact, they can still win the division. But the glaring issue is Baker Mayfield. 4 interceptions on Christmas Day was one of the worst performances I've seen in a long time. I think this will be Mayfield's last year in Cleveland. Granted, there was a few PI calls that should have been called, but still, that was a terrible performance from Baker Mayfield. I have the Browns at 20 in my power rankings. Moving on to the Ravens. This team is injured all over the place, although you can still win the division. You need to beat the Rams, which I don't think will happen. Lamar could be back. He probably won't be. There's just no point in risking re-injury. But I think you just got to throw this year away and say, you know what, you're injured. Or we're going to come back next year with Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, Lamar Jackson at full strength, Ronnie Stanley, and get back to the dominating ways they have. I have the Ravens at 16 in my power rankings. And to finish off the AFC North, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't have much to say except for you got to start fixing the characters on this team. They are just clearly were not focused. Half the wide receiver core wants to do TikTok more than play in the NFL. Their corners are celebrating a pass breakup down by 23. And this team is just an absolute mess right now. And they need to find a way to fix it. I think it's by getting rid of Chase Claypool, Juju. You just got to rid yourself of those guys. They are clear distractions in the locker room. I have the Steelers at 18 in my power rankings. Moving on to the AFC East and the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen played the best game of his career. They are starting to click at the right time, taking the lead in the division. And God, I think this team is going to be really dangerous come playoff time. I have the Bills at 7 in my power rankings. Moving on to the New England Patriots. The Patriots are next, and Mac Jones, in my opinion, has choked away the rookie of the year. After 3 bad performances in a row, I don't think his team will get past the first round of the playoffs. They can get a little bit of momentum going into playoff time as they play the Jags this week and the Dolphins next week, which is definitely going to be a tough matchup. But I have the Patriots at 10 in my power rankings. Next is the Miami Dolphins. They've gotten hot at the right time. They went from 2-7, and now they're the 7th seed in the playoffs. They have played extremely well, but they also have been playing bad opponents, but that defense is dominating. I think one of the biggest reasons why this defense is so good is because how good Flores is at designing blitzes. It's truly a work of art. I have the Dolphins at 15 in my power rankings. And to finish off the AFC East is the New York Jets. Zach Wilson played a really good game, showing why he was the 2nd overall pick. He showed a rushing aspect that we didn't see much of in college, and Wilson needs to build off that performance and go into the offseason very confident. I have the Jets at 30 in my power rankings. To finish off this part, I have the AFC South and the Colts. Jonathan Taylor, without 4 of his starting linemen, went for over 100 yards rushing on Thursday Night Football, solidifying himself, in my opinion, as the Offensive Player of the Year. But the bigger issue is Carson Wentz possibly being out with COVID, who knows. But that also has set up some rumors that Philip Rivers would return to the Colts for 1 game to play against the Raiders, but those have been shot down by Rivers. So that would bring Sam Ellinger to start. I have the Colts at 5 in my power rankings. I still think without Wentz, they'll be just fine. And I think what Ellinger can bring to that team with his mobility, I think that read option could be deadly. Moving on to the Tennessee Titans. The Titans got a much-needed win against the 49ers on Thursday Night Football. A.J. Brown had a great game. Always love to see that. And Derrick Henry will be returning Week 18 against the Texans. So now I begin to see this team as legitimate contenders. Ryan Tannehill had an okay game. He's got to start improving, or this team may not make it out of the first round. But if he can continue to play like he did against San Francisco, I do see this team as a legitimate contender. The Titans at 8 in my power rankings. Next, the Houston Texans. The Texans are in a very interesting spot right now with the 3rd overall pick. I don't think they will go QB. I think Davis Mills can be serviceable, and I think he'll be better than the QBs in this draft class. I haven't done much scouting in this class, so I think they will definitely go O-line here, protect Davis Mills, and I think it will be Evan Neal here, or if one of the edge rushers like Thibodeau or Aiden Hutchinson fall. I have the Texans at 27 in my power rankings. To finish off this part, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence had his best game, in my opinion. He looked like the generational talent he was supposed to be. On another note, prayers up to James Robinson. He left last week's game with a torn Achilles. He's such a great player. So underutilized, but prayers up to him. Hope he gets better. I have the Jacksonville Jaguars at 32 in my power rankings. So I'm going to just run through my power rankings here and then head into predictions for week 17. At 1 is Kansas City Chiefs, 2 Dallas Cowboys, 3 Green Bay Packers, 4 LA Rams, 5 Indianapolis Colts, 6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 7 Buffalo Bills, 8 Tennessee Titans, 9 Cincinnati Bengals, 10 New England Patriots, 11 San Francisco 49ers, 12 Philadelphia Eagles, 13 Arizona Cardinals, 14 LA Chargers, 15 Miami Dolphins, 16 Baltimore Ravens, 17 New Orleans Saints, 18 Pittsburgh Steelers, 19 Las Vegas Raiders, 20 Cleveland Browns, 21 Minnesota Vikings, 22 Denver Broncos, 23 Washington Football Team, 24 Atlanta Falcons, 25 Chicago Bears, 26 Seattle Seahawks, 27 Houston Texans, 28 Carolina Panthers, 29 New York Giants, 30 New York Jets, 31 Detroit Lions, and 32 Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, to finish off here with my predictions, Bengals and Chiefs in Cincinnati can be a great game, but I think the Chiefs do win this one. They are hot right now. That defense is playing amazing. And typically, after the Bengals had a great game where they blew out a team, they went and got blown out. So that's just part of the inconsistency with this team. So give me the Chiefs here. Rams and Ravens could be a really interesting game. Lamar Jackson could be back. Who knows? But either way, I think the Ravens do find a way to lose this one. Give me the Rams. They are playing really well right now. Even with Matthew Stafford's inconsistency, I think the Rams still win this one. Buccaneers and Jets are next, and it's an easy decision. Give me the Buccaneers here. They have just played really well, even with all the injuries. Zach Wilson, I think, will go back to old Zach Wilson, and still without Shaq Barrett, that is not going to be a pretty game. Dolphins and Titans, give me the Titans here. The Titans have gotten back on track, and the Dolphins, their streak has to come to an end sometime, and I think it ends here. Raiders and Colts, even without Carson Wentz, I still think Indy wins this one. Jonathan Taylor is going to have a great game. I just have this feeling. And Sam Ellinger, I think, will definitely be a serviceable guy for them. He's not going to win you the game. That's going to be Jonathan Taylor's job. And you still get back all your linemen, like Quentin Nelson, Ryan Kelly, all those guys. Jacksonville and New England, easy decision again. Give me the Patriots. Mac Jones, he needs to get back on track if he wants to try and win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I think he does have a pretty good game, but it's going to be a very bad game for Trevor Lawrence. I think that defense is just going to dominate. Eagles and Washington, give me the Eagles. They're hot right now, and Washington has been eliminated from playoff contention, so they really don't have a choice in this one. And Philadelphia is playing really good football right now. Falcons and Bills, another easy decision. Give me the Bills. The Falcons, somehow they're 6-8 or 7-8, whatever. The Bills are just going to win this one. It's simple as that. Giants and Bears. Give me the Bears here. I think they're going to put a few wins together late in the year, make Matt Nagy look a little bit better, but he'll still be fired at the end of the year, no doubt. Broncos and Chargers. The Broncos surprisingly won this one earlier on in the year, but I think the Chargers, after a terrible loss to to the Texans. They come out and blow out the Broncos. Texans and 49ers. Give me the 49ers here. It's an easy decision. I think Trey Lance has a great game. And the Texans, I just don't expect them to beat two good teams in a row. Cardinals and Cowboys, it's going to be a really interesting game to watch. If the Cardinals can find a way to stay in it, maybe win this one. Maybe they can go back into that top 10 conversation in my power rankings, but I don't think they will. Give me the Cowboys here. Panthers and Saints, give me the Saints here. They're still playing for something. I think the Saints do win this one. Lions and Seahawks, another game that nobody's going to watch, really, being honest, but I do think the Seahawks win this one. I think Russ is going to have a pretty good game. In Detroit, again, they just can't put two good games together. Vikings and Packers, give me the Packers here. The Vikings, they won matchup one. I don't think they can go into Lambeau on Sunday Night Football and win. Browns and Steelers on Monday Night Football. Both these teams trying to stay alive in the playoff race, but I think the Browns do win this one. Baker has a little bit of a bounce back game, but they also just run the ball all over this team. Well, that's going to be it for today. Thank you for listening. Go follow all the socials, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, at 4th and 1 Podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy holidays.